Well, it is time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us today is Ann Litt, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, and now program director of music there at KCRW. And Ann, you are also hosting Morning Becomes Eclectic, the flagship show, at least for the moment.
I am indeed. There's a lot going on out here.
But you still have time for us.
Jeremy, I always have time for you. Okay, here and now.
Awesome. Well,
you heard it here.
Let's get to some of the music that you wanted us to hear today. Starting with the London group Frank Moody. This is called Skin on Skin.
I'm done with trying to play it cool. We can make it up as we go along. A little skin on skin, toe to toe. We can make it up as we go along. 'Cause we got chemistry.
So I have to say that Frank Moody shows up on my Spotify all the time, and I love Frank Moody, but tell us more. I don't know anything about Frank Moody.
Well, I think they see themselves as sort of a collective. There was really started by a duo of guys, and there's a very close-knit London rave scene, warehouse scene. And these guys bought a warehouse and started doing gigs and creating, as they say, chaos. And it's a very DIY thing.
DIY sound design is what they say on their Facebook page. They use salt shakers and mugs, dripping radiators,
yes,
the sound of someone zipping their fly.
Yes, that's all you find, all of that. And, you know, as you heard, it's kind of a dance thing. You
right.
think of Jamiroquai and bands like Daft Punk in there, too. But it's just, they are a party. And now they're going on tour, so they will be a mobile party.
All right, well, the next one that you brought us, Anne, is another British artist. This is Steve Spacek. This is called Raul Areta.
Isn't this great? Well, check this out. Steve Spacek made this entire album, it's called Houses, entirely on his phone and his iPad.
Wow, that is amazing. That's all done on an iPhone and iPad.
Yes, I think that's the way a lot of songwriters are doing things these days. But Steve Spacek really has gone back to his roots on this. And I read an interview with him where he said, you know, four on the floor, house music is sort of where he's most comfortable, and he wanted to make an album in a completely different way than he'd ever done before. And so he went and made kind of, you know, back to house music and techno, an album entirely on his iPhone and his iPad. How cool is that?
That's amazing. Who is he? Who is Steve Spacek?
Well, you know, he's a UK singer and producer, and he's one of these guys who flies under this certain radar, as close to popular, I guess, as he's gotten, is in 2000. His band called Spacek had this underground hit with a song called Eve, which got remixed by J Dilla. It was sampled by The Roots. So if you're a fan of artists like J Dilla and The Roots, he's also worked with Raphael Sadiq and Q-Tip and Common, and yet he's largely unknown except to really kind of hardcore electronic music fans.
Okay, well, the next one that you brought us, also British, I'm sensing a theme here, is Lapsley.
Yes.
The song is The Word Woman, but there is an X instead of an A in it. Let's listen.
Back in a minute, if she's 5 years older, I wonder what it say to her. I question where I want to be. I stop judging her. I tell her who I want to be. I look, I feel.
Tell us about this one.
Well, Lapsley, who, as you mentioned, is from the UK, she's an interesting one. She's only 23 years old, but she's sort of inspiring this new generation of electronically minded songwriters. And in fact, Billie Eilish has name checked her as an influencer of her sound. And the funny thing is, when she started as a teenager, she went out touring around the world. But by, you know, age 20, 21, she felt completely burned out. So she took a year off before she actually made this record. And I interviewed her recently and I asked her what she did in that year off. And she actually volunteered with teenagers. She trained as a doula, a birth doula.
Wow.
She said she did a lot of swimming. And there's sort of a water theme running through this album. And one of the things she said that really inspired this album was a community chorus, a choir she joined called the Mixed Up Chorus. It's people who just love to sing. And she really wanted to get over some performance anxiety and doubts about herself as a songwriter. And she loved joining this chorus. So I think sort of being fully charged back up, she was ready to go back into the studio and kind of overcome a lot of the self-doubt she had as a teenager.
All right, well, the last one that you have brought us today is Lola Young. This is called Third of Jan.
I like the taste of your tongue when I forget that I'm young or that I'm supposed to be. I wonder, did he notice the rest of me? Let's fly somewhere cold. And no one will know, and no one will care.
Got a little bit of an Amy Winehouse sound to her.
Well, it's funny that you say that because she actually went to a performing school in London called the Brit School of the Arts. And Amy Winehouse was a graduate of that school, as was Adele, FKA Twigs. And all of those artists, Amy Winehouse, I mean, the first thing you think about when you think about them is just their rich, rich voices. One more item about Lola Young is she's quite young, and she actually started writing music at age 11. And this song is called Third of Jan. And she said she wrote this song the day before her birthday. And we should post the video because in the video, she's singing and going through her routine. She gets very nervous going on stage, and she sings through her routine of getting prepared to do a show.
All right, well, Anne, while I have you here, I'm going to play you a song, which I'm sure you've already heard because you're way ahead of me on all this stuff. But this is the new one from Christine and the Queens. We're going to cross the English Channel now from Britain to France. This is Christine and the Queens, the French artist. She's just come out with a new single called People I've Been Sad. You know, she's got such a nice sound, and she's such an interesting person. I know that you've interviewed her, and I've interviewed her as well.
The thing I love about her is her honesty. And one of the things she and I talked about was about modeling for other young women and making them feel strong and feel that it's okay to be whoever they are. And the thing I love about this song, People I've Been Sad, is, you know, you can also feel the way you need to feel. What about you, Jeremy?
I mean, the thing that I find very interesting about her is that the song that she is maybe most famous for came out several years ago called Tilted. She described when I saw her in concert that that was about her when she came out as pansexual, that she was a little tilted, which when I heard the song before knowing that, I didn't realize that that's what that was about. But she's a very deep and interesting person. We will post all of these at hereandnow.org. We're also on Spotify, NPR Here and Now, and we're on Apple Music. Ann Litt, DJ and music director at KCRW, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. You know the feeling, you know the feeling.